what you just said about Gary Trent and a Fred VanVleet backcourt not working. Obviously, I mean, both the big reason to me is that they're both best as catch and shoot guys. Neither of them are really fantastic creators or playmakers. So that makes me think about something I've been thinking about a lot in terms of this draft. And I mean, it's a scenario that's not all that likely, and we'll move on from it after this. But like, if the Raptors say get the third overall pick in the draft, and they have a choice between Jalen Green and Jalen Suggs, Hoop Goose, you are more of a draft guy than us for sure. Wow. So I'll give this to you first. Like, who do you think is a better fit for the Raptors out of the two Jalens in the draft, and why?
It's a pretty interesting contrast because it really tests your basketball philosophy. So they both kind of have the same weakness in terms of that they're both not good at dribbling. Like, mm-hmm. Jalen Green, he can dribble in terms of just like making space for his own shot. But like, if you have him in ISO right now, he's not going to get to the rim on his own. You saw he got the first couple of G League games, he got locked up by Nico Mannion, the G League carrot top.
Steph Curry's bro, yeah.
The legend. And with Suggs, just because of the context that he played in, that we didn't really see this weakness much until, I don't know if you guys caught the championship game, but he couldn't do much in the half court because of his weakness dribbling. So in that sense, neither of them are going to be able to be that guy who just initiates your whole offense that way. I think with Green, you have somebody that is more of like a finisher type, so you can give him the ball in like a late shot clock type thing, and then he'll be able to score. Or you can he can space a little bit. He's got like a really nice 3-point shooting season. So you can put him in the Norman Powell role basically in the first year or so, and then hopefully he grows from there as a creator. With Suggs, it's a little different. I like to think of him as like if you took Lonzo Ball and you gave him like a lot more juice. That's kind of what Jalen Suggs would look like. His strengths are already the Raptors' strengths, like in terms of just transition. Like, he's really good in transition. Like, he'll hit those Lowry-type quarterback touchdown passes. But in the half court, he might struggle a bit. So neither of them are ideal. It's just the type of team that you're trying to build. Are you trying to build a team that is transition-based, that's always moving the ball, looking for the next good to great shot, Spurs basketball? That's Jalen Suggs. If you're looking for a little more classic two-guard type, slow down, you can throw him the ball in the ISO, then that's Jalen Green. So it depends on what you're really trying to do with the roster.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan. This is like a month ago when we first started mentioning those top prospects, and the Fade for Cade hashtag was at its strongest all over Twitter. We started mentioning some of those guys, Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Suggs, Jalen Green. And yeah, man, I watched some Jalen Green. I made it a point to watch quite a bit of Jalen Green in the G League tournament that they were running on the Ignite. First of all, shout out to Jalen Green for even playing there, because playing on the Ignite's a whole different challenge. I mean, you're playing with a mix of veterans, NBA veterans, and I think Jared Jack was on that team, if I'm not mistaken, and he looked pretty good, by the way. Who else am I forgetting, guys? Was Amir Johnson on that team?
Two Raptors legends.
Oh, man. Amir Johnson and Jared Jack? But yeah, Jalen looked like he belonged, and I think that was the most important thing. There was times where he looked like the best player on the court, best player on the team for the Ignite. So I'm not really shocked at him being that consensus top four, top five, even for some people, top three pick. So I'm a personal fan of Jalen Green, but in terms of fit on the Raptors, he can fit. I definitely think he can. I see a lot of Norman Powell in him. Hoop Goose is right. I definitely see that in him. I was searching up, different Jalen Green profiles, because what I like to do is not only just watch, film on these guys, but see how other scouts and people with, draft backgrounds kind of compare these players. Not just pro comparisons, but just how they grade them, how they evaluate them. And I think I went through three different draft profiles and I saw three of the same pro comparisons, and that was Eddie Jones, for Jalen Green. And whoever's watched Eddie Jones, that guy was, I think he was 6'6", maybe 6'5", super, like pretty athletic in his prime, and he would just glide. And that's what Jalen Green is. He's so smooth, makes everything look so easy, attacks the rim with like incredible aggression for his size. Pretty good wingspan. Like, it's not crazy, but pretty good. I would like Jalen Green on the Raptors, but I feel like are we a bit out of our element, guys, talking about Jalen Green and Jalen Suggs? I'm a big fan of Jalen Suggs as well. I'm not going to act like I've seen a lot of him. Most of what I've seen from Jalen Suggs is his film from March Madness. I didn't get to watch a lot of Gonzaga games this past season, so I'm a fan of both. I think Jalen Suggs is I saw a Jason Kidd pro comparison for him, a big, tall point guard with pretty good playmaking skills, a guy who can run the offense, I think, obviously better than Jalen Green. And then, like Hoopku said, a guy who can do those, who has the ability to make those Kyle Lowry / Tom Brady touchdown passes. I'm a fan of both, man. They both make the game look so easy. I love them both.
Yeah, the reason I asked the question is actually the reason you brought up, which is like the Raptors have a really hard philosophy decision to make in this draft with this pick because they have amassed so many players who are Raptors players who happen to play have very similar strengths and weaknesses, whether it's defense and transition and OG Anunoby, Siakam types, right? Where they drafted these pretty raw prospects that were more defensive guys, motors, transition guys. But now the whole roster seems to be filled with them. And it's like, do you take a guy like Suggs who fits right into that and you become like this elite defensive team probably that kills it in transition? Really, that's what a Nick Nurse team has been, even in the G League. And overseas when he's coached those type of teams? Or do you get like the missing piece, which I think Jalen Green is more so in terms of like a creator, who an athletic guy who can create his own shot, who the Raptors have been missing for all these years with the other than Kawhi? So that's why I ask, like, other than those two prospects, I guess, where do you guys think the Raptors should go? Like, should they double down on defense and target a guy like a Scottie Barnes, who I think is really interesting and we should talk about, or should they go for more of like a high upside offensive prospect? What do you guys think?
I love Scottie Barnes, man.
Same, but he is
I'm so a big fan of him.
I just love his energy on the court, where he's just like, he's got like that KG type. He's just,
yeah, like he's everywhere. He's super versatile. I feel like he plays with so much power and he's super energetic. I get like, I was on, what website was I on? I forgot which one. I was looking at some Scottie Barnes videos a few days ago, and it was a YouTube video that they linked. Their pro comparison for him was Draymond Green, and they were showing a side-by-side clip of Draymond and Scottie Barnes. And yeah, man, they're both super energetic. If you've ever watched Draymond Green at Michigan State, he was like the brain of the operation, just like he has been for Golden State the last 5-6 years. I'm a big fan of Scottie Barnes. He's I think he's like 230 pounds, but he plays like he's lighter than 230 pounds. He's 6'9". But I think his energy, his length, his explosiveness is what probably stands out the most for me. High ceiling, man. High ceiling, guys. Super high ceiling for Scottie Barnes. Maybe not the floor you're looking for. And remember, Oren, we talked about the Raptors. Naturally, their draft kind of strategy these last 5, 6, 7 years has been to draft these high floor prospects like Malachi Flynn and seniors, NBA ready guys. Scottie Barnes is a guy that, I don't know, Oren, like super high ceiling, but the floor is, it's down there, I think, compared to some other prospects out there. I know we mentioned Davion Mitchell on the show after the Grizzlies game, and I love his floor, but Scottie Barnes is, I hate using this term, but he's more boom or bust than I think some of the other guys in this draft.
Yeah, do you like him, Hoop Goose?
I do like him. I don't know if I'd say I'm as low on his floor just because I think he's like an impact defender from day one. And just based off that, you're going to have like an NBA player, right? Like a lot of players, their floor is not an NBA player. I think for Scottie, just based off his defense and his IQ and just his overall passing ability, that I don't really see a scenario where he's not an NBA player. So in terms of his floor, I don't think it's that low. I do think the big conundrum with him is that he might just not be able to score. Like, he's not a good shooter.
That's probably why they gave him the Draymond comparison.
Yeah, his form is not that bad, actually. Like, if you told me he's shooting like 35% like a year or two, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I could see that. But the problem with him is, you might even see it in these highlights, is that he can't jump.
Oh, man.
His touch is not great. And all of his dunks or whatever, you'll see that he gets up like 10 inches off the ground. He can't jump, which is interesting in terms of just looking for offense, which is what Oren mentioned earlier, is that are the Raptors looking for someone who can be that offensive guy for them, or are they just going to double down on the defense thing?
Yeah. That play is crazy. That's guard, by the way.
No, his defense is outrageous, and I think a lot of teams will be really happy to draft him, but I think, like, I don't know. Honestly, I'm torn, because on one hand, I see, like, this lineup where it's OG, Siakam, and Barnes in the front court, and it's like, no one is scoring on that. But on the other hand, I don't think the Raptors are scoring a whole lot on the other end, and I'm kind of leaning towards them kind of taking more of a flyer on a offensive-minded guy because on a lot of teams that players, like, take, for example, Josh Giddey, his defensive shortcomings would be really bad on a lot of teams, but on the Raptors, they'll hide him. They'll put him on the worst, you know, offensive player, and like, his playmaking, I just think, would be so huge for them. So yeah. I think I'm leaning towards more of, like, this is their opportunity to not get the same player that they love to get. Like, you can get that player late in the first round. We know this, you know, they've done it several times. I think where we are right now, maybe go for someone with a little bit more of offensive pop, because really you look at the Raptors' big three, like Fred, OG, and Siakam, and you could argue that they're all better defensive players than they are offensive players, right? Like, that's not crazy to say. So
probably accurate.
Yeah, that's where I am. I'll ask you, Hoop Goose, like, who are some of the prospects you like in this draft, especially with the Raptors fit in mind?
I'm a little more into the defensive dynasty idea than you are. Like,
okay,
if we end up taking Scottie, I'd be pretty happy.
Yeah. Same.
I'd be pretty experimental with it, honestly. Like, I thought about putting Scottie at the point and then running out this giant lineup of like long guys who are like an angry swarm of arms on defense.
Yeah.
I think Boucher's out there too.
Yeah, you have like Scottie, Fred, OG, Siakam, and then you throw in Boucher or maybe a Rashawn Holmes. And then you just have so much length and mobility on the floor. It reminds me of when we played the 19 Sixers in the playoffs and how much the Raptors struggled against that lineup besides Kawhi. that kind of size and defense could be really something. Offensively, yeah. I do agree that it's important we find someone that can do that, but I don't think we should force it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, by that, I mean, like, if we have, like, Giddey, who's a good offensive prospect, but I'm not as high as the rest of I'm not on the hype train, let's just say that, because I don't think he's a better prospect than Scottie, and I think it would be a mistake to take him over Scottie just based off, oh, he might be better offensively, because I'm very much not a draft for fit guy.
Yes,
it's just not how I see how the draft should be used.